A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now, as the time drew near for Jesus to be taken up to heaven, he resolutely took the road to Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. These set out, and they went into the Samaritan town to make preparations for Jesus, but the people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples, James and John, said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them up?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went off to another village. It's easy to fall into patterns and routines. Most of us probably shop at the same grocery store each week. We buy gas at the same local station. And if we choose to exercise, we probably choose to exercise each day at the same time. Perhaps that old saying is truer about us than what we want to believe. We're really creatures of habit. It's hard to let go of old patterns. There's a comfort in them. And these patterns are not just out there somewhere, but they affect our attitudes and the way we think of people. So if we want to keep doing things the way we've always done them, or if we refuse to allow our attitudes and reactions to be examined and questioned, this gospel will not be one of our favorites, because it's meant to shake us up. There's a lot going on in the gospel, and if we read this passage from a Bible rather than from the lectionary, we probably notice that the title of this section is Jesus' Journey to Jerusalem, and the gospel passage we have for today immediately follows that title. There's no mistake. It's been placed here for a reason. Jesus and his disciples are on the way to Jerusalem, and if the disciples and we are to continue that journey with Jesus, it's imperative that we explore our prejudices. We know the terrain well. The road to Jerusalem is unyielding to comfort. And even today, deep hostilities continue to accentuate the divisions in the region. Over the years, we've watched the 400-mile wall being constructed around Palestine, a wall 8 meters high, 2 times higher than that of the Berlin Wall. Walls are powerful visual reminders of what fear can do, and how wars and violence can escalate. But not all walls are visible to the eye, at least at first sight. Jesus sends his disciples into the Samaritan village to get some food and to make preparations to stay overnight as they continue their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. But it wasn't to be that way. Walls of prejudice and hatred soon became apparent, and all the disciples were offered was a way out of town. In return, we hear the frustration and rage in James and John's voices. Their desire to retaliate flares up. "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven and burn them up?" If it weren't such an arrogant and violent request, the question could seem rather ridiculous or even naive. Who are they to think that they have the power to call down fire on any group of people? But even more seriously, where did they get the idea that this is what Jesus wanted? Where did they get the idea that this was Jesus's way of dealing with resistance or rejection? James and John, and perhaps we too, have a long way to go before we grasp the truth of Jesus' teaching. The request that James and John made to call down fire punish people might seem a bit outrageous to us. But in reality, this tendency often reveals itself in our lives, too, even if it might be less severe. Someone insults us, and we go out of our way to respond in kind. Someone snubs us, and we soon find ourselves nagging at their reputation, talking behind their back, building walls of hostility, indifference, resentment. Our walls might not be as visible, but they can be as divisive. In the gospel, Jesus rejects the mentality of revenge. He has a different vision for the disciples and us, and it's not the vision that James and John have. Jesus refuses to be identified as a fiery reformer, the kind of leader James and John would have liked him to be. Jesus knows the danger ahead, yet nothing will deter him from living it out, living out what God has sent him to do. In other words, to be the way to help others forgive and to be reconciled. To be the forgiveness he preaches is a hard thing to do. To travel that road with him is especially difficult because there are so many voices calling out to us along the way, crying out for vengeance. And there are groups of people who continue to build walls that encourage prejudice and hatred. It's hard not to succumb to James and John's solutions, because we know it takes more than our willpower to continue walking this road with Jesus. The gospel today calls us to a serious examination of our large and petty prejudices and draws us to the heart of Jesus, to the heart of forgiveness. We pray for the strength to address our own prejudices today and to ask for a change of heart, so that we will be able to meet opposition with love, resentment with actions of peace, deceit with kind yet firm and truthful words. The gospel also calls us to pray not just for ourselves, but also that the gift of forgiveness be given to our nation and our leaders, so that we can work together to dismantle the walls that divide us, the walls of resentment and prejudice. Our prayer today is a big prayer, as we pray that the gift of healing and reconciliation take root in our hearts, so that we, like Jesus, can be a way for others to seek forgiveness and to be reconciled.